Well, here we are, gang. Here we are. It's showing that it's picking up, but I don't know if it is or not. This is Fuzzy from Fuzzy's Boomer and the All-Stars Podcast. I'm doing a little check here because I'm new with Buzzsprout, and I'm going to see if Buzzsprout can actually take care of my problems, because Spreaker, they don't seem to either care or they can't. I don't know which it is. But anyways, this is my podcast. It's a little hobby of mine that I enjoy doing, but at the present time, I'm having trouble with some techno issues with my microphone and different things. But I hope to have a regular weekly show for sure, and maybe a couple times a week for sure. I'll be on iHeart, Deezer, Spotify has picked me up, and there's a few other ones that are out there. Google, I believe. I'm working with Apple. I'm trying to get Apple, but there again, I'm so old and techno-challenged that I'm having a hell of a time trying to get hooked up with Apple Podcast. And I've heard that that's the way to go. If you don't have them, you're not going to hardly get anybody to listen. And anyway, I get it. Like I said, I just want to make sure that my microphone is working. That's mainly why I'm doing this. So don't read too much into this little podcast, and I don't even know if it's going to go anywhere. That's another part of my problem. I'm using Buzzsprout now. I just joined Buzzsprout about a month ago because Spreaker just is not getting it. I've lost all faith in these people with their techno support. So there you have it. Anyway, what else we got here? I got to apologize. My sound effects and stuff like that is on my studio that's on my computer that is hooked up with Spreaker. So all my sound effects and different things are not presently here, but I do got one here that I'm going to, a couple I can use. This is to all the boomer gals out there. My show is dedicated to boomers, exactly what I tried to do. And it's on my webpage too. You can read that. my show is about guiding and helping my fellow boomers to and through the sometimes very dreaded golden years. Golden years. Yeah, that's, and let's face it, those golden years, man, we're in the middle of them right now. Of course, the boomers, because we have a, an age span there, a year span of 46 to 64. And so they're going to have some that aren't really, does anybody even really know officially? Yeah, right. What is the start of the golden years? I don't know. Is it 65? Is it 70? Hell, I don't know. But anyway, there you go. And that's what I try to do with a lot of humor and a lot of sarcasm. Oh yeah, because I've always believed us boomers we thrived on sarcasm. That's a fact. And we made fun of each other, and we had fun. And I'm telling you, we didn't give a rat's ass about, you might step on my toes if you say this crap. Whatever. You know, we had so much fun. Enjoy each other's company and the childhood and the growing up that we had in the 60s. And wow, unbelievable. I am so glad to be a boomer. I really am. And that's what this is kind of all about, to get out of the boomers. And not only our music, we had the best music and the cars. Cars were fast, that's for damn sure, you know that. I mean, you know, I don't know how else to say it, but I can't even find it right now. So I used to have a button for the damn thing. Anyway, where the hell did it go now? Anyways, it would have worked right in with what I was trying to say here. Anyways, we had fast cars, and I was going to put on my siren, but I can't find my siren anyway. It's supposed to be a siren here, you know what I mean? But anyway, no, that's a foghorn. What the hell are you doing, you big dumb? Anyway, and the comedy that we had, bar none. And the cartoons we had, bar none. All that stuff that we had growing up. And, you know, I refuse to let that just totally drift away and die out and to have some fun. And that's why I have a few impersonations and different things, and even some singing impersonations and stuff, too, that me and a friend of mine who just passed away here about 6 months ago, very talented man, and he, I tell you, he had so many different voices that, you know, celebrities that he could do. And so there you have it. So I rattled on here from, I don't even know how long, because I'm so new to this thing, I can't even see the time running on this thing. But at any rate, you guys, listen to me once in a while if you want. There again, that's Fuzzy. And then the reason why I call myself Fuzzy is because, let's face it, we're pretty, at least I am, pretty fuzzy upstairs. Yeah, pretty fuzzy upstairs. Yeah, you know, the VA, they messed up my meds a couple of times. Yeah, there for a while, I was on horse tranquilizers. But, you know, I got by. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And anyway, well, anywho, all right, there you have it. It's hard to believe. I'm a great-grandpa, you know, twice over. Wow. I got to grow up one of these days. Nah, hell with that noise. That's bullshit. You don't have to grow up yet. Or ever if you don't want to, right, guys? Anyway, all right, here we go. I'm going to be signing off now. This is just going to be a little, I like I said, if it gets out, I'll be amazed. But if it does, I hope you guys take this with a grain of salt. Like I said, this is my little hobby. I enjoy doing it, but at the same time, I would enjoy it more if I could get some response and see this thing might be actually getting off the ground a little bit. Anywho, so there you have it right there. All right. To all my Vietnam brothers out there, I got a Diddy Mao, brothers. Later.